For passionate, crate diggers, whack ass figures, no, we ain't having it. Theory got this groove all smooth, like a Melaru. It's got you open, daddy, tell the truth. Bitch, I am very rude, like mesh shirts and cocoa bread and walking miles in Lee Perry shoes. Think about it, it's getting kinda overcrowded. Too many MCs lost, like Uber drivers need to get rerouted. Trying to frost, I'll be the last one you ever test. Niggas don't battle no more, it's spoken word, bitch, I keeps it raw. I'm scooped, lover, cutting cane black. All of my niggas selling cane, they never came back. They say that dames can't rap, but ask Dana. I'm joking, but simmer on your marquee's a no-brainer. Catch me at your college concert, fucking it up. You know it's me, the mic is racked, and I'm clutching the Dutch. I'm God's cypher. Oh God, cypher. God, cypher. God, cypher. God, cypher divine. God, cypher divine. Live and direct from the quarantine in Simile in DC. Wishing that the water's clean. Or maybe I'm in VA, or maybe out in Charm City. I'm a traveling shit, gravel pit, all gritty. Hall City, javelin, everybody's on Zenny's in. Whole lot of pushing and shoving and shit's unraveling. Jack the prices up, everybody's scavenging. How believe we matter when it's heads on the platter till then? I'll be the poison pen in the road, boys the men. Languages elegant, stomp you in your elephant. Circus ass MCs in the middle of genocide. Everything is gentrified, hall grease and chicken fry. Clogged up arteries, still I will body beats. Embody MCs, don't care if your mama please. At your college concert, I'm fucking it up. You know it's me, the mic is wrecked and I'm clutching the Dutch. I'm God cypher. God cipher. God cipher. God cipher. God cipher divine. God cipher divine. Divine.
Back,
yes,
once again, welcome to Maroon Cast. I'm your host, Simile the RBG,
and this is KLC.
And today, we're gonna switch it up a bit. First of all, I have to apologize, we did not do an episode last Friday because things happen, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be honest, like, I don't be feeling like talking sometimes. I'm like, lately, I've been just pissed off, and I don't really feel like talking. About a lot of things, you know, I get frustrated. Things are going on in the world. Things are going on locally. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot.
And sometimes you just, it's just like, you know, you got to take time to center yourself and balance. So I figured this time on our show, we're going to be doing a little bit of WAP, a little weed and politics.
Flick of the light.
A little flick of the wrist. As we talk about what's going on, what's going down. We just really kicking it right now. Yeah. What a couple of weeks. I told you the last time we talked, though. What did I say? The way I ended the last podcast, I said, it's no telling what will happen by the next week. Because day to day, it's just so much going on, y'all. The last time we talked to you, there was not an uprising in Philadelphia, right?
Nope.
There was not, you know, a renewed uprising. I mean, there's been a continuous uprising across the country. I want people to understand that. Just because you might not see it on the news, just because you might not see it, you know, on depending on who you follow on social media, you might not see it. But there have been uprisings, rebellions, consistent.
Globally. It's been happening.
People are shutting things down and they're taking it to the streets. But what's important is that they're not just focusing on police.
Yeah.
And I have to always bring it back to that, that these uprisings are about the conditions brought about by capitalism, by imperialism, by slavery, you know, by the patriarchy. And the police are an instrument to uphold that. The judges, the courts, the military are instruments to uphold that. But we're attacking it all.
Yeah.
When we say flip over the table and burn it, that's what we mean. We don't mean just the police, just the prisons, just the court system. We mean all of it.
Yeah.
Because all of it is what's making me feel this way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how have you been feeling? Let's be honest. We're going to really honestly talk, because I feel like since this pandemic, everybody's trying to put on this game face. Like, everything is normal and everything is the same. And I don't, it wasn't right. And whatever you call normal beforehand wasn't right then.
Yeah, that wasn't okay either.
That's what we're trying to return back to?
Nah, I don't want that either. I'm honestly, I've been sick to my stomach. It's just, I go, you know, back and forth, like, trying to have that positive spin, but damn, it is what it actually is. And, like, you have to kind of look at it, and it's just, I'm just sick.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get out of this. I don't know. We've been trying to get out of this for how many years?
Couple thousand. I mean, if you look at different cycles, I mean, we always talk about, you know, the current cycle, or we may go back and talk about, you know, the 16th century or 17th century or whatever. I mean, this is just the cycle of man versus man and humanity versus humanity and
the nonsense of it all.
The nonsense of it all. And yeah, me, I've been feeling pretty bad. Like, I've been grappling with things for the past 8 months. Mainly why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling is the lack of concern for basic humanity.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about the government. I'm talking about just, again, everyone trying from either going to the extreme of everything's fine. You know, like that meme.
It's not on fire. Everything's on fire.
And just little dogs just chilling and, you know, dumpster fire memes. Like, I feel like a lot of people are just trying to pretend or be in denial that things aren't as drastic as they are. And they use different placebos and pacifiers. Some people, you know, well, we just got to work. Work will get us out of it. Work. Yes. People got to eat. People need to eat. People need to have a place to stay. You know, I was advocating for us not to have to work like slaves before this happened, though.
Yeah.
Like, these jobs that people are happy to get because, again, they don't want to starve and be in the streets. Like, these jobs were inadequate before this started.
Yeah.
People aren't getting paid enough to have us. I mean, where I'm from in Virginia, $7.25 is the minimum wage. What in the holy fuck can you do with that?
So let's do that same amount, and let's have a pandemic happening and a race war happening, and you going out there for that $7 is insulting.
It's infuriating.
And the possibility of you getting this horrendous virus that may have forever change your body and your life. You don't even know how it'll affect you. You don't know if you'll be one of those people who now needs a kidney transplant. You don't know if you're one of those people who have the long COVID like months and months of you never getting back to yourself. Like, this is what we are going back out to work in. And did it feel good before? No. It definitely don't feel okay now.
No.
Not putting my life, I never thought I'd put my life on the line for my job, and I'm not doing anything that is going to, you know, save someone's life.
Yeah. And again, as an anarchist, I feel that work doesn't have to be this thing that we do where we're going to starve or be, you know, homeless if we don't do these things. Like, that's the insidiousness about capitalism is that you're paying to live. When you were born into a world where technically everything is available for everyone, water and trees and plants and air, and but we found that with capitalism, well, if you want good air,
you're gonna have to pay for that.
That means I can't live in certain parts of Baltimore. I've got to live in more affluent parts of Baltimore if I want good air, right?
Right. No lead paint in my walls.
No lead paint. If I want my children to have air conditioning and heating, you know, I've got to pay for clean water. That's you know, usually a scam anyway. It's like filtered tap water, you know, or whatever, you know. If I want good food, again, I've got to be able to pay for a better neighborhood because you and I...
lived in food deserts.
We've lived in them multiple times. And your zip code could determine whether or not you have adequate food. Your zip code could determine whether your teachers care or not. You know, like everything is about, and your zip code is based upon how much money you have to be able to live in what part of town. Everything is about money, and it drags people down. It is such a burden on the spirit to have to negotiate money for every single thing, knowing that the sources of the wealth is being taken from what we call third world countries. Countries that were not aligned either with the United States or the Soviet Union, you know, and were usually quote unquote underdeveloped. No, they weren't underdeveloped. They are what Biden said is wrong. They were violently looted.
Yeah, exactly what happened.
And they are still being violently looted because.
And don't some of them have to pay?
Like the Francophone countries in Africa that were once colonized and enslaved by the French, they still have to pay money back to the French. You know, there's a global debt from African countries and so many other countries, you know, that's in the just unthinkable amounts of zeros. Mm. How dare you charge these countries when you keep continuously plundering these countries? All these countries that are at war, they're at war because of what Western countries did.
Yeah.
And again, so people are like, okay, but we just got to get back to normal. What in the world is normal?
What is normal?
Invading other countries, putting sanctions on Iran or Venezuela, and then stealing their oil and selling it and making a profit, United States? Mm. Yeah, that's me skimming the headlines again. Yeah, so you starve a country and have the world saying, look at that, that's a failed country. It's because of socialism. No, it's because you greedy capitalists are stealing everything.
And they've done the same thing to you, bright America. Look what they've done to you.
They're stealing everything.
They stole
from
it and then told you, look at you. Well, we gave you $1,200. What's wrong? Figure it out.
Like, you're sitting here and these people haven't given us nothing. Mm-mm. Past that one little musty ass check. People are, you know, I keep saying this because I'm not going to stop saying this because I don't give a fuck who's trying to go back to normal. We're not in a normal time. Mm-mm. People are getting evicted.
Yeah.
People do not have food. These are scary times. It affects my mental health.
Yeah.
How could it not affect someone's mental health to see this? And to see people just still trying to turn up and party and, you know.
I'm over this.
Like the rappers.
Oh God. Oh, it's God. Like,
we don't care. Let's have a party on an island somewhere. Let's celebrate. Let's pop bottles. I mean, you gotta live, right? You only live once. YOLO. You know? It's just, it's frustrating. And all people have to offer is vote. 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 Y'all only got
y'all
a few more days left to say that bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I'm so over it.
I'm beyond over it.
I mean, and again, if voting, how long have we been voting as black folks? How long have we been voting?
However long that they decided.
That we could or allowed to.
Because we still couldn't up in the 60s, y'all. So, yeah. Like, here we are in 2020. Y'all done gave us, like, 60, 50 years of voting privileges. that was, you know, bought through blood, but into a society that does not give us basic human rights. We're not even talking about, you know, well, you can do this and you can do that. Well, people say, well, pause, don't we have black mayors? Don't we have black governors? Didn't we have a black president? Yes. Mm-hmm. And don't you see the conditions of the black community, mm-hmm. the brown community, the indigenous community, poor white people? I see it.
Yeah.
I see people in massive amounts of debt, all types of domestic violence in people. You look at the stem of what everything is coming from, the mental illness of living in this society, mm-hmm. the mental illness that comes from capitalism and the way they spin and have pumped from since we were kids, how bad communism is, right? How bad socialism is, how bad anything is except for capitalism. That to this point now when people are adults and they're suffering and they've only suffered only under capitalism their whole entire life. And these elections, these politicians, they still will shame you for not having money.
Yeah.
For, you know, oh, well, it's all about making money. You ain't getting that money.
Didn't homeboy say we was complaining? We need to stop complaining and
yeah.
You know, it's
Jared, Trump's son-in-law, who is a slumlord like Trump. You know, these people are predators. And they get to go on television and the thing that gets me is y'all fall for this shit. Y'all give a fuck about what these look. Because I got to remember I'm on Spotify and Apple now. I can't talk like it's just you and I. But it really pisses me off that y'all are like, and by y'all, in my southernness, I mean people who care and try to have respectability politics because of what white supremacists are saying Mm-mm. about us. But for someone like Jared Kushner to say that black people are just complaining. You know, I have a problem with how we either try to win favor from these people who are oppressors or we just don't tell them what's really good. Like, what's really good? Like, just why hold back now? Why shy away from it now? You know? Fuck Jared Kushner. Fuck mm-hmm. Trump. Fuck Biden. Fuck all of that shit.
Yeah.
Because it all comes from the same source. Like, I'm not going to keep acting like we're not on stolen indigenous land and that we are not stolen people who have never had an autonomous situation. And if we have tried to have any sovereignty, any autonomy, any self-determination, the state has always come down on us.
What you do?
Every single time.
What you do?
I'm not going to keep doing. I mean, you know, like, sometimes I'm like, man, I just don't say that. Some damn, do we always? Yeah, we do have to, because I'm not free. I've had to live my entire life not free. And I'm tired of trying to be nice and tippy-toeing. Why do I care? If y'all being people who don't care, if y'all don't care about my basic welfare, my basic health that's being destroyed underneath the capitalist system, then I don't have to be nice about how I react to no. it. And like I said, when I went viral, when I wasn't even trying to.
You and your words.
Me and my words. I was just, you know, a basic sentence like, we do not have to peacefully protest our own genocide. I meant that. Yeah. Rolling Stones posted it. I don't even know why. I know, man, I got so much, so many bots and Trump MAGA people was following me after that. But I don't care.
Right.
We might have got observed and watched because of that yeah. statement that I made, because we definitely have been getting some weird phone calls and suspicious people, you know, but that could be just a sum of all of the work that we've been doing, being honest and about, you know, capitalism, being honest about white supremacy, being honest about patriarchy and the sexism and trying to shut down people's reproductive rights, you know, the reproductive rights of women, femmes, of trans men, you know, is in danger right now of anybody who is able to, you know, have children. You know, because it's not just a women's issue when you talk about reproduction.
It's a lot that goes along.
It's a lot.
But you wouldn't know that because that's all you know of the uterus is the bear child. No, it's a lot of it's a body function. There's a lot of other things that are happening health wise, you know, diseases and different things that just go under the radar because
they would love to shut down places like Planned Parenthood where people get things like birth control because they feel like it's some religious zealotry. But then someone like me who has endometriosis found the only relief that I ever got from pain from taking birth control.
Right.
And, you know, people will talk about abortion, but then they won't talk about the, you know, the deaths of, you know, people while they're having birth, whether that's Black women, which we know is a high rate, Black femmes, but also, again, trans people. You know, like, it's a lot. It's a lot that gets ignored. And we settle for catchphrases. Rock the vote, rap the vote, twerk the vote, vogue the vote, tap dance the vote. But this voting or fixating on just voting and not doing
and nothing else
the everyday
that.
Work
that's
of organizing in our communities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the problem I have. It's like I'm a lot of people I've seen even on my timeline. This is the first time I'm hearing you say anything.
About anything.
And you're saying voting. But, like, I don't know.
Where are you at when we say stop the violence in the community and let's come up with solutions?
It's radio silence because I believe that you actually believe the government, that's their responsibility. Like,
because right at this moment, as we say this, you know, it's Black people calling the police, saying that we need to give more money to the police. You know what I'm saying? Look at Lil Wayne.
I was saved by the police.
Yo, I was not prepared to see him in that pit. I just wasn't.
The joint looked like Get Out. This is a Black man who doesn't even like being a Black man, who doesn't even like Black women, who says that darker skinned Black women would look better being red bone, you know. And for those who don't understand Black lingo, a red bone is a lighter skinned person.
Lighter skinned black person who
you know, has some other genes that are more dominant in the bloodline, you know, to make their skin color lighter, and to think that means something, and that means you're better. We call that colorism.
Yeah.
And it stems from racism, and in particular the racism that was cooked well within slavery, mm-hmm. You know. Just wild that all of a sudden these apolitical rappers, celebrities, sports figures and actresses, and like everybody wants to hop on the political board. I mean, literally at the very end of the race.
Yeah.
Like y'all won't say nothing 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, not even a couple of months ago. Y'all haven't been this vocal about what's going on with COVID. Y'all are not vocal about what's going on in the everyday, day-to-day life. Like all the people who have died in the Amazon factories or from working in the Amazon factories, or all the people who have been organizing in those same Amazon factories before the pandemic hit, or in all the factories, all the sweatshops, all the atrocities that have been happening in the prisons and the prison labor beforehand. Like, I don't hear you celebrities saying that stuff, except for a few. We will say that a couple of things were done by Kim and Meek and Jay-Z, but at the same time, Jay-Z will invest in, like, the house arrest bracelets.
Yeah.
And weed. While people are still locked up because of weed, you know, house arrest is still arrest, it's still incarceration, it's still connected to a system that really shouldn't be able to have any judgment on us. See, that's my thing. Like, you want us to take part in a system that should not have any dominion over us at all. It is an illegitimate system, and we keep putting breath and life into it. And we party, and we drink, and we smoke, and we turn up, and we watch videos, and we're entertained, and people are entertained by these entertainers and take them as some type of authority. because you can slam dunk a ball, now you have something to say about the day-to-day lives of everyday people, but you're not talking to the powers that be that are making the day-to-day lives of these everyday people hell. And I'm the things that you choose, like, I don't think that, I think everybody has a right to speak up.
Right.
But at least know what you're talking about. Perhaps have some history of actually working on, you know, in the community. Actually talk to people who have also done the work. You know, don't just, like, you being rich doesn't mean that you know what you're talking about.
No. And there's a big disconnect. You've been disconnected from the community for a minute. And so, we're talking about folks that are working in order to just get their basic, like, to barely make their basic needs be met. This is,
you're which is where a lot of most organizing of us, comes from.
Yeah, most of Americans are in that situation. Most of us are not, you know, upper middle class. We're not, you know, up. That's not the reality. And to just say, oh no, y'all got this. And you're not worried about your light bill. You're not coming from the same place.
Not at all.
You're not relating. You're not the person that's saying, okay, whether I pay my light bill or pay for my prescription medicine, you're not that person to have to make those kind of decisions. So yeah, it's easy for you to be like, oh yeah, well, this is the guy for us. No, you're rich. It's different.
And it always boggles my mind why people are putting all their faith into these politicians, into these celebrities. Why won't you, I mean, why will you see people that you went to school with, people that you work with, people that you see all the time in the neighborhood, handing out a flyer, telling you to come to a meeting, asking you to come to this event. Hey, we're going to try to work with the youth. Hey, we're going to try to, you know, walk the streets and patrol, make sure that the elders feel safe in the community. Why isn't it they don't look to these people? Because we're not rich, because we don't have shiny things. Mm-hmm. Like, so what makes you any different than these screaming red, white, and blue wrapped white supremacists? What's the difference? These capitalists. What's the difference?
There isn't a difference.
I mean, you believe in the system of capitalism, but you're not even capitalist. Like, you don't even own capital.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing. A lot of these people, they don't even own capital, that are the biggest defenders of capitalism. It's like, well, one day I will. Yeah. And then what? You're going to oppress people?
Yeah.
Like, are you just waiting for your chance to oppress people?
I think that's honestly what it is. I think people want to believe in the system because they want to be part of the system and they want to benefit from the system. So, like, yeah, that's why they, you know, feel the need to keep upholding it, because they're just waiting for their chance to then be the oppressor.
Why am I smoking more than you?
Because I'm already high.
I mean, we're going to have to do our next joint live so people can see this. Like that show where they would drink and then, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the drunk history?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's what,
well,
I'm saying.
You know what? That would,
because
as
I'm smoking, I'm feeling less tense, I should say.
Give a history lesson how and just be all wrong.
Just be saying stuff wrong?
Yeah, let's just say how the oppressor would say it. Like, let's just, like.
You silly. I don't know. We could do that.
Just all wrong. Do. Just wrong information.
And then when Barack Obama was elected.
Mm-hmm. invented peanut butter. I believe, yeah. He's the one that did the peanut butter.
He is the one that invented all the things from peanuts.
Yes.
And then I had a dream. I don't know.
Yeah, just all of it. Because that's what this what 2020 is, all mixed
and
up.
Then and what I'm also finding out is, the older I get and the more we start to learn stuff, half of it looks like made up stuff anyway. When you read the history, it's like, what was that book that you used to be able to just take words? You would do it with your friends and it was like you would have to take all these words. and then make a sentence out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, yeah.
Probably because I'm smoking. I cannot remember that. And I know everybody knows exactly what we're talking about.
It's like the scrambling of the, like you have all these letters and you mm-hmm. got to figure out how many words you can make out
of it. No, not even just that. I'm talking about the one where you have to like fill in sentences. Like,
oh, fill in the blank?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh, we'll think of it next. We might actually do that. We might actually ask y'all to like give us a bunch of words, because I'm going to remember what this is and I'm going to be late. Actually, I'm going to Google it. I just don't feel like doing it now. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what that was called. We're going to do that and like give a history lesson. Because the way I feel 2020 was, I feel like it was like that. I feel like it was just a jumble of words.
We're just going to...
Fire.
Throwing fire.
Hurricane.
Yes. Flood.
Floating planet. Floating roaming planet.
Roman floating planets.
Aliens.
Alien. Oh, UFOs.
UFOs.
Confirm.
What else? I'm trying to think of all the wild stuff. The president gets a fucking virus. Didn't see that coming. Multiple presidents have got the virus, actually.
Yeah.
Bolsonaro got it. I think one of the leaders in Russia had got it. Boris got it.
Yeah.
Prince Charles got it.
Yeah.
It was quite a few folks got it. What else happened? Wayne posing with Trump.
Yeah, weird shit. This
Holy
is weird.
Crap, Wayne.
This is weird shit.
Like, you already been like syruped out for a minute.
Yeah, he not there.
And kind of like just, but now, like,
he's just not there.
Look at you, bro, with that bad dye job and them locks that, even if they're freeform, you need to put some jojoba on them joints.
Some
aloe, boo-boo. Your joints is like dry.
Shea butter, something.
Your
somebody.
Shits are dry. Yeah.
Every day.
Like, I mean,
what's next?
I just.
Tomorrow, you know, and then Halloween is happening. I don't even know
what's
going to happen. Halloween.
So we're going into Halloween. And we're going into Day of the Dead.
And it's a double bloom. This is a second blue. This is the second moon in October. So this is a blue moon. So we have a blue full moon on Halloween. And then we got the election a few days after that. It's like a lot is happening.
We got All Saints Day. I'm going to be going out, I hope, unless the sads get me.
Mm,
you know, because we don't solve everything. We still live in a real world. We meditate. We smoke. We you know, take a hot shower, a bath, you know, whatever we do to spiritually get right. But we still feel what we feel. But All Saints Day is, we're going to be in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the graves of the ancestors and decorating them and setting out, you know, the flowers and the pennies and the spirits, yeah, and the you know, fruit and holding on to the traditions of our conjurers and hoodoo, you know, elders and contemporaries. I feel it's important. I ordinarily would not be in a cemetery, you know, with a bunch of folks, but, you know, I feel like we need to reconnect as Maroons.
Yeah.
That's what Maroons would be doing.
Yeah.
That old time religion.
Yeah. Y'all, if y'all don't understand that this is a spiritual thing and y'all don't get y'all spirits on check and watching and listening, man, we were saying this earlier. You were saying that this is magic. It's something happening. This is more than just what we see in
or a spell. Or we spell. Know that the like, art, the art of using your words,
yeah,
you know, is a real thing. And cults of personality,
yeah,
as Khrushchev was saying about Stalin, and others, as if he wasn't, but. Cults of personalities are real.
Yeah.
People want to identify with things because I feel like a lot of times people just want to be told what to do. And it's, you wonder why people aren't against authoritarianism or fascism is because on the low, there's a lot of followers out there.
Yeah.
Who just want to be told what to do as long as it's in the realms of what they want. And they feel that it will help them achieve their goals. They don't care. They admire Trump.
Yeah.
They admire all these nasty ass Republicans.
Will freeze their ass off.
they admire a Jeff Bezos. Yeah. Or you know, Elon Musk. They admire these people, these cutthroat, devious people. They feel that these people are taking control. It's power. It's about power, you know? And that's not moving.
It's done.
Okay. People are zoning out and just, this is scary to see the way people are acting like zombies right now. And it's about to be Halloween. I feel like they already the Walking Dead walking around this piece.
I'll be watching. But yeah, like it really does look like a spell. Like, what's happening? Like,
I'll put a spell on you because you're mine.
The whole thing because we get into Halloween. I don't want people to be like, damn, they said Polly and bullshit. Well, this is the bullshit. You're getting bullshit because
bullshit.
We go in between both. But we still live in this world, you know. We see what's going on. We see people zoning out with this groupthink. Everybody got the same shirts and look like a big ass gang roaming around. Like, what the fuck?
Gang.
Like, they switch out the khakis and the shirts and the mom pants and shit, and then they just hit on with the MAGA shit. It's just creepy. And then to see these black folks doing it, y'all look stupid. Like, what the fuck is you doing,
it's
bro?
It's funny every time.
Yo, I be seeing Latinos. I be like, what you mean Latinos for Trump? What you doing, fam?
Where's your mama?
Where is your abuela? Let me talk to her right now.
Right.
Because I know she not feeling.
Because guess
this.
What? They still hate y'all. They hate you. They still hate you. And then guess what? They're making fun of you, too.
They're laughing at
they're
you.
They're calling you, I had a monkey right beside me.
I mean, we're finding all these quote-unquote secret tapes and secret emails from all these conversations and stuff. Yeah, they be talking about us. The same people that they're getting to help ring people in to get votes, they'll talk about them. Because you're a tool for their power. And people are like, well, we get what we want out of it. That little bit of money that some of these people are trying to get out of Trump is first of all, a little bit of money. And if you do the math, even if it was per person for the African-American population, it is a measly sum to negotiate and try to, and then what? And then what? You that's not reparations, that little bit of money that they're talking about. That's not going to solve anything. You know, and then it's from some of the most sexist, misogynist, patriarchal black men always got something to say as you're stepping on black women. Like your whole entire career was to objectify and sexualize and disrespect black women. And then when you say something, you got a whole crowd of other people, you know, but everybody's buying this shit. It's not just black men buying this disrespectful shit. Like the number one buyers of this shit is white people. When you go to the fucking concerts and all they saying is bitches ain't shit and hoes and trick and suck this and let me shoot this nigga. It's half the crowd, if not three-fourths of the crowd is fucking white.
Yeah.
That's why that Love of My Life video by Erykah Badu was so wild when she showed the end of the video. It was an all-white crowd. Because all of the toxicity and stuff that we pump out while dealing with this system, white people are the number one buyers of it.
Yeah.
Because they need to feel that way about us. They need to see us in that manner.
Yeah.
So this whole outrage at, you know, outrage at these rappers for just falling in line with white supremacy. Like, what do you expect, man? Yes. Y'all been throwing dollars at them all this time to be a part of that. And now you want to hold them accountable? Yeah. You've been supplying it. You've been feeding them. You've been feeding their ego. You've been letting them get away with this, the disrespect of black women. And when black women are beaten, thrown in trash cans, killed, acid thrown on us, you're nowhere to be found. Shot in the leg, shot in the foot.
Yeah.
Same. I thought you was hard. I thought you was a bad bitch. I thought you was a stallion. Like, y'all don't give a fuck. Like, oh, y'all are the ones to say something about these rappers?
Come on.
The ones who support them? You can't support that shit and then act like you don't have nothing to do with that. You can't be. You're complicit. You can't strive to be like these capitalists to one day be like them. I'm going to be just like them. You're complicit. So I got to smoke.
Yeah.
Because the day-to-day is just really whack. It's really annoying. And, man, so what's today? Friday? Just a couple of days. Now, we know that the election's not going to be called.
No.
Because of all of the shenanigans.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's going to be shenanigans.
The shenanigans is going down.
I hope y'all got y'all toilet tissue.
Have your everything. Like, yeah.
Like, if things that you need, I would definitely suggest not having to go outside for the next few days.
Yeah, stock up.
Just to read the room, to see what's happening. Don't just go out there and you know.
It's not, y'all always think the worst. No, we about surviving. Like, we call ourselves Maroons for a reason. The Maroons didn't just sit in the fucking, wherever they escaped to, whether it was the swamps or the wherever, jungles, mountains. They didn't just sit and chill. They had to identify herbs, medicines, get their food stored and cured, build shelters. So do that right now, fam. Do that right now because we don't know what is going to go down. We already know that there are confirmed threats from these militia groups. You know, we already know the police can't stand us in our arms of the government and imperialism. So we don't know what's going down. We already know that the feds are working in conjunction with the police. So, like, take this serious. Take this time serious. Prepare as if it was an emergency about to happen. And if one happens, you'll have what you need. And if one doesn't, then you'll be able to, you know, you'll be prepared for whatever.
Because
we're in a time of a pandemic and increased amounts of deaths. And it's just, we're in chaos. We don't know if more shutdowns are coming. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything.
Mm-mm.
So prepare. Prepare, prepare. Don't wait until the last minute. You know? We don't know how volatile it will be after the elections, during the elections, or just for the next few months that we have coming up.
Yeah.
So just prepare. Stop banking on this capitalism. Don't bank on anything. I'm glad you have your job today, everyone who has it. But for those who hate your job, I hope you don't have to always work that.
Yeah.
And for those who are good with their job, I hope you have it. Because businesses are closing every day. And it's good to plan some type of other economic stream right now. Because you just don't know. I know that Maroon Movement is about to get back involved with our mutual aid heavy. We're about to start volunteering with some local groups. Because there is another wave coming of COVID. So as we volunteer with different groups that have been doing mutual aid as far as food rescue and feeding the community, distribution of produce boxes and other things, some have been cooking meals. We're going to help volunteer a couple days out the week with different groups. We're also on our own going to start fundraising and distributing masks, gloves, you know, hand sanitizer, toiletries, the things that we had last time, cleaning supplies, be able to have emergency funds for transportation, for emergency shelter. You know, our Baltimore Mutual Aid and Emergency Relief Program, we're about to get that kicked back in. We kicked it off in March, was able to help a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And I would like for us not to have to do this. But we have to because people don't have what they need. People don't have the things that they need. People are always hitting me up about food and about money for a hotel or they need money for a bill or gas. Like, there's never been a time that people don't hit me up for that. So we're going to have to fundraise and be able to, because there's still no money that's been allocated to anyone for anything extra right now. And everyone is not working. People's hours have been cut. We've said this before and we're going to keep saying because this is what it is. So we are going to start our mutual aid up hard for the fall and winter while trying to keep safe and not get sick ourselves.
Yeah.
And working jobs, going out doing things, 9-to-5-ing, doing photography, whatever. Try not to get sick ourselves.
Yeah.
Try not to get sick while we're giving out food and necessities to people. We're going to do our best to not get sick, to take precautions. Because we're not just investing in voting or celebrities or politicians or capitalism. We're trying to build a world that is a more just world. And we're not going to wait. We're starting right now.
Yeah.
We're starting right now. So, yeah, I'm going to smoke my weed. And we're going to strategize and build with people and possibly be disappointed. Join up with groups and organizations and alliances and possibly be disappointed. But we're going to keep striving to get free. You know? Yeah. And we have another more extended podcast coming up. But just want to tell everybody be safe out there.
Yeah, y'all.
We're really... Get spiritually right. Protect your neck. We are under attack, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't let the distractions keep you from the reality of that. Enjoy life, yeah. But for me, enjoying life, to truly enjoy life, I got to be free and the people around me got to be free to truly enjoy life.
Yeah.
So that's the goal. Yeah.
I'm about to smoke some more.
We're about to smoke some more. I don't even know. What strain are we smoking? Is that what that is?
I think that this is... I think it might be Sour Kush.
Well, this Sour Kush is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's IREI. Yeah. So we're about to go smoke some Sour Kush. And we will have this mini EP and a full EP coming out to you. You're going to get it when you get it. Because it's real out here in these streets. Solidarity to D.C. Solidarity to Philly. Holding it down.
Yeah.
Against the unjust killings. We'll talk a little bit more about that actually on the next podcast coming to you. But for right now, until next time, I'm Simile the RBG.
I'm KLC.
All power to the people.
Pleasure to the people.
Peace.